This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Go ahead, Steve. Talk in your low voice.
What? Why was it doing
that? Who channels is in your Slacker?
That was quite the switch.
What? So we got a couple stories about what makes men hot, and we've been in this little kind of debate in the studio.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd love to... we'll get to that in a second. So there's something that says if you have a deep voice, you are strong and dominant.
I'm strong and dominant.
It says that when a guy's into, he automatically talks a little lower subconsciously.
We don't know we're doing it, Slacker. What?
Do you understand that, like, I can't even talk right now because even if I tried to make my voice lower, it would just sound like I'm hurt. It's like, I don't know how to make my voice.
Aww.
Don't you dare give me your patronizing.
Reverse my truck.
So that's one of the stories out there. So Steve's been feeling kind of cocky.
What?
And then he's got this other thing going today. He's got some... it's got some stubble.
Got a little stubble.
I do, and I just learned that the ladies, they love my stubble. Not necessarily everything the guys' facial hair, but they love the way my stubble, I guess.
The thing that's going on in the world is I can't name two guys that I know right now that don't have something on their face.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, because we've all been inside, we just gave up on... I started this, at a No Shave November, 2 years ago?
Roughly.
3 years ago?
Yeah.
Something like that? And then my kids were like, don't shave it off.
I can't picture you without it now.
It's weird, right?
I think it would be weird.
But there were actually meetings in this building when I grew it. They're like, why does Slacker have a beard? And I was like, why do you care if I have a beard? I'm on the radio.
That is true, actually.
Good point.
No one can see
no
me.
No one sees me.
And what I had before was like... that weird little dot.
That one had to
stop!
Go. Thank goodness that's gone.
We haven't taken a picture since then.
We have
so
not,
like
yeah.
Every time they put something out, join Slacker and Steve and Amber, and it's like that stupid little Bohemian Poetry Club flavor saver.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Anyway, there's a study out that says women find beards like the sexiest thing in the world. Like more, I think actually beards are fifth. Stubble is number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got the number. This is I'm number
yep.
one.
Yep.
Could you grow a beard if you tried? Or I can see you. Right from where I'm looking, I think you could get
it
the chin
like
strap.
I can't hear.
You can't right there.
It would come in white. And Amber, no one likes a white beard.
No!
Not necessarily.
It's not salt and pepper. It's like white.
The gray hair is kind of in again, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of...
what?
It is. Women are even dyeing their hair gray.
What?
Legit.
There's something very sophisticated about a man with... you know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, my God. Now he's going to do... I wish this was on video, because he just adjusted his non-existent ascot while speaking. It's like, what?
You say
well, I'm sorry. Let me get my cigarette into one of those long, stringy things.
Okay.
So then, I have to take Amber to task, though, because I've been firing names at her, and she's saying, like Zac Efron. There's no way that you can say Zac Efron would be hot. Zac Efron, women melt and throw their vajayjays at him. Just look, his eyes
he's
will
so
melt
hot.
You into...
my goodness.
A beard would not make him...
yes.
He would, first off, he's never
had
grown
a beard.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has.
When?
Yeah.
In a movie?
One movie, actually. Yeah.
I think one movie, and then he did. He went on some like excursion in the mountains for a few months and grew a beard. He's definitely had a beard.
Yeah, he has had. I saw.
And are you saying he's better with a beard?
Oh, he's so hot.
Oh my God!
Way.
Listen to
wow.
that.
Wow!
Did anybody hear that?
I love facial hair, though. I'm definitely one that loves facial hair. It says here that clean shaven is second, and I like. Really, really disagree with that.
Now, why? Because clean-shaven guy, he looks like he's a wuss, or he toes the line, he's boring, he's vanilla. Or...
I don't know. There's just something about facial hair that I like. I like stubble.
Doesn't
I like
it tickle to, when you make
I like
out?
To touch a guy's face and like feel that, and I like mustaches.
No, you do
I
not.
Do.
Straight up, just a mustache?
Well, you gotta have the like thing on the bottom, too, I think.
Wait, the thing that I had.
But it has to be with the mustache.
You didn't have the... Yeah, you forgot one half
yeah, you
of
got,
the equation.
Yeah, you missed a big part of that.
is that like a dad thing, or is it like
yeah,
a...
What is that?
Yeah, is it...
Why do you want a beard?
Yeah.
I just like it. I don't know. It's only if it's taken care of. You gotta like... Make sure it's clean, put a little oil in it, make sure it's all, you know...
Metroed out.
Yeah, like clean, a clean beard, not
scraggly
like, and... Ugh.
Splotchy and...
Schmidl.
Okay.
I'm sorry!
That was slack.
Somebody Google his face.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy... celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.